today, pads. How was it?
Oh, it was okay. You know, the tempo and pace of things wasn't as good as it was the first 2 days of practice. I don't know if because it was the first day of pads or because it was cold out, whatever it was. But and they got a lot going on mentally right now. But we got to improve a little bit on the pace of practice. Defense had the upper hand a little bit today in our interactions. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely something we can learn from and build on and come back tomorrow and hopefully correct it and move forward.
Is that usually typically the case that defense is ahead of the offense? Is that something that you find normally in your experiences with spring practice?
In most cases, yes, just because there's a lot more moving parts that you got to get ironed out. You know, our 3-4 back, our slots, basically it's a whole new room. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of new guys. In the fall, we were playing with basically tight ends at that position because we just ran out of numbers. So they're learning right now, and it's a big learning curve at that position. But yeah, typically on offense, it takes a little bit longer. But that's no excuse. You got to come out, you got to know what to do, and you got to bring it every day, and it doesn't matter.
You've implemented some against some of your junior college and some new recruits into your spring practices. What impact have they had just having some new bodies and trying to acclimate them into the program?
Well, I think the best thing is it's created some competition. You know, those other guys here know there's some guys that play college football that are here now, and it's created competition. And those guys have played in the game. The speed of the game and understanding college football and Division I football game for our guys has been good, and they provide some leadership in that area. So that's been a positive.
Today and tomorrow when you guys are – will you guys be scrimmaging tomorrow?
No. We'll be practicing. We'll have some interactions, but we'll be practicing tomorrow.
For today and tomorrow, are you just looking to kind of get them back in the groove, you know, because they haven't been in pads for a while, or do you really try to take something away each practice as far as, you know, guys getting separation?
Well, I mean, I think we talked about kind of the goals we set out for, and each individual has things they got to get better at. You know, individually, you're getting better every day in the minimal opportunities you have to go practice. So we talk about that. And then as a team, I want to see us compete, play with great effort. You know, and it's hard to play with great effort when you don't know what to do. You know, if you don't know what to do, you're playing about half speed. So guys got to learn what to do and then play with great effort and learn to compete, you know, on both sides. And so we're evaluating and trying to get better every day. It's not like we're coming out and, you know, we're trying to get better, you know.
And looking forward towards the second week, how big is that second week, having a full slate of pads?
You know, it's big, but every day's big right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, every day we're out here, when you only got 15 opportunities, you got to make the most of each and every one. Whether it's Monday or Wednesday or Friday, it doesn't matter. We got to continue to grow and get better and maximize these opportunities because they're running out. You know what I mean? And you're done. Now you got nothing but the summer and fall camp we're playing.
Will you be adding anything as practices go along or as each week grows? Or is everything going to pretty much, you know, has the plan already been set?
No, well, I mean, we've mapped out the spring ball. We have an installation schedule on both sides of the ball that we'll continue to add. But once the base gets in the first week and a half, then you're just looking at all the different looks you can face against what you have. But, yeah, I mean, there comes a point that we'll have most stuff in on offense, most of it on defense, and then you got to play against all the different looks you'll see against the stuff you have in.
How are you going to use the spring game? First of all, how excited is the program to have a spring game on the main field? Yeah. And how are you going to use that to incorporate the entire community of Georgia, including Paulding County?
Well, I think the big thing is, obviously, for us, this spring game this year, we're going to treat it like game day. So everybody that's got your seats, you're going to come out, you're going to experience going like you're going to a game. You're going to sit, we're going to treat it like pregame. We're going to come out, we're going to treat it as much like game day as we can. And I think for us as a football team, every little thing you can do, you know, because that first of everything, it's the first this, first that. We want to remove as much as we can so those kids know exactly what to do when it comes to the first game. And I think for the fans, just getting used to coming to a game, a football game at Kennesaw State. You know, there's only been one football game here, you know, and that was a high school game. Mm-hmm. Other than that, there's never been a football game here. So for the fans, you got a chance to come tailgate for a spring game, hang out, enjoy the atmosphere of game day, and see what it's going to be like for the fall.
Leading up to that spring game, obviously you want to see some players start to separate themselves.
Sure.
In terms of depth chart. When do you think you're going to start seeing that, and have you already seen that today?
No, I don't know if we saw it necessarily today. I think it's going to take a little bit, and I don't know when that'll happen. Mm-hmm. I think, again, it goes back to when guys know what to do and they can maximize their ability on every snap, then you're going to see the ones that can do it. They'll start to separate themselves.
Thank you very much.